With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more calm and confidence. You know how it is, right? Life throws curveballs faster than you can say, Stoic philosophy. But what if I told you there's a superpower we all possess that can help us weather those storms, bounce back stronger, and actually enjoy the ride? It's called the art of letting go, and trust me, it's more valuable than any magic spell. Now, before you picture some Zen master sitting on a mountaintop, let me be clear. Letting go isn't about surrendering or becoming passive. It's about consciously choosing to detach from things that no longer serve us. Think of it like decluttering your mental space. We all have those thoughts, feelings, and even situations that weigh us down, holding us back from being our best selves. It's time to recognize them, acknowledge their impact, and then let them go. Easier said than done, right? But stick with me here because this isn't about wishful thinking. It's about practical strategies you can implement right now. So, what are the five key takeaways that unlock this superpower? First up, acceptance. This doesn't mean agreeing with everything life throws at you, but rather acknowledging reality as it is. You know those situations where you spend hours fighting against an outcome that's already set in stone? Yeah, stop doing that. Acceptance allows us to move forward with clarity and purpose instead of getting bogged down in resistance. Second, focus on what you can control. Ever felt like your life was spiraling out of control, overwhelmed by things beyond your influence? You know the feeling. It's like being caught in a hurricane. But remember, you can always choose how you react to the storm. Focus your energy on the aspects within your control, whether it's your attitude, your actions, or your responses to others. That's where true power lies. Third, cultivate mindfulness. This is all about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When our minds are constantly racing through past regrets or future worries, we miss out on the beauty of the now. Practice mindfulness through meditation, deep breathing exercises, or simply by focusing on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, and touch right now? It's a powerful way to ground yourself and break free from the mental clutter. Fourth, practice gratitude. This one might sound cliche, but trust me, it works wonders. Make a conscious effort to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. Take time to savor those moments of joy, express gratitude to those who matter, and remember that even in challenging times, there are always things to be thankful for. And finally, fifth, don't be afraid to seek support. We're human beings, not superheroes. Sometimes we need a helping hand. Whether it's talking to a trusted friend or family member, joining a support group, or seeking professional guidance, know that reaching out is a sign of strength, not weakness. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. Sarah is stuck in a dead-end job she hates, constantly feeling drained and unfulfilled. She spends her evenings replaying past mistakes, worrying about the future, and letting those negative thoughts consume her. This cycle keeps her trapped in a state of unhappiness and prevents her from pursuing her passions. But then, she stumbles upon the art of letting go, maybe through this podcast, who knows? She starts practicing mindfulness, focusing on the present moment instead of dwelling on the past or future. She begins to appreciate the small things in her life, a good cup of coffee, a walk in nature, a heartfelt conversation with a friend. And most importantly, she recognizes that it's okay to seek support. She talks to a career counselor, explores new opportunities, and takes steps towards creating a life she truly loves. See? Letting go isn't about giving up, it's about making space for something better. So, remember, the art of letting go is a journey, not a destination. It takes practice, patience, and self-compassion. But trust me, the rewards are worth every step. You deserve to live a life filled with purpose, joy, and freedom from those things that hold you back. Now go out there, embrace the power of letting go, and create the life you've always dreamed of. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these words. We're all in this together, and a little bit of Stoic wisdom goes a long way. Catch you on the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.